With homes in Promontory valued in the millions of dollars at risk of burning down, the Elkhorn Insurance Company, which provides individual insurance companies with special services, has employed a private firefighting crew to keep watch and chase down flames that come close to Promontory homes in the area of the Rockport Fire. Park City Fire District Operations Chief Steve Zwirn tells KPCW this is done frequently in fires that jeopardize expensive homes.
One of the services they provide is fire protection. And they've made available to the Interagency Fire Center in Utah a team of two Type 6 fire engines and six or seven guys or eight guys. And they were assigned to protect homes right next to the homes that we were protecting in Promontory. So we worked side by side with them all day yesterday.
He says it's a very well-trained crew who knows what to do.
They all have experience as firefighters. They're all Red Card certified. Their equipment is up to the standards of the state of Utah's land deployment teams, and they're great to work next to. They're assigned to fires all over the Western country, and they do things like this everywhere.
The insurance companies, he said, have learned that it's a lot cheaper to pay for a crew and necessary resources than it is to replace even one home and its contents. Zwirn says the crew will stay on as long as the incident commander thinks it's necessary. The Park City fire crews are working exclusively on the Promontory side of the fire. When alarm calls came in last night that the fire had breached the ridge, they didn't know that the fire crews had intentionally set the fire to establish a fire break.
For the fire to be completely contained, there cannot be any fuel between the fire line that's been cut and the burned area and the green areas that are around it, the homes and so forth. And at the top of Promontory, they did a really good job a couple days ago with airplane drops of stopping the fire from coming over the ridge. But unfortunately, that left a swath of green fuel between the homes and the burned-out area below it. And that area was giving the firefighters fits. It was just kept flaring up and flaring up. So last night, they sent a team of hot shots up, and they burned out that area between the unburned fire break and the burned-out area. And now we have a solid, secure fire break to prevent any future problems in that section of the fire.
Fire Chief Paul Hewitt says the Park City District is only responsible for 110 of the 1,800-plus square miles in Summit County. Because this fire is under state operations, he says the Park City District has been assigned to structure protection and evacuation in Promontory. He says his crews, however, are ready to deploy in other areas if needed. Yesterday, Zwirn says flames came very close to the first house on the Park City side of the ridge.
We have airplane drops, fire retardant drops, that were right behind the houses on Rockport Estates View Court, which is in Promontory. And behind that, we have a dozer cut, a fire break cut, and the fire burned right up to those. They're just a couple hundred feet behind that house.
From a private deck at a Promontory home, Chief Hewitt has a bird's-eye view of the fire below and can see firsthand how important it is to clear the vegetation around your home. Yesterday, the 14th home to burn at the Rockport Estates had no what's called defensible space around it. The 22 other homes, he says, which were saved, did.
And it is obvious to us that the homes that had some defensible space, some of these homes survived intense fire around the perimeter of the homes. So my advice and my urging to all of the residents in Summit County, and especially in our fire district, is to, if you don't do it yourself, pay somebody to get out there. Go to our website, pcfd.org, and find out exactly what we recommend. You don't have to cut out all of the trees and greenery around your house, but we do have different levels of defensible space. I live in Pinebrook, and I did a lot of it this year myself. And if the fire chief's out there clearing brush and trees around his house, probably a pretty good indicator.
When they're not so busy, the fire district is happy to come wood chip any vegetation that you may cut down. You can make an appointment by contacting the district office directly. Finally, when asked how the crews are holding up, they say that this is why they're in the business of fighting fire.
Firefighters are firefighters for a reason. That is that we love fire. That is, we like to put fire out and we like to fight fire. This type of a diversion for firefighters is nothing but good. Would you not agree, Steve?
Yeah, the guys, you know, they've trained for years and years and years for situations like this, and when they arise, it's unfortunate they arise, but that's what we're here for, and they're well-prepared, and they're excited to be there.
That's Paul Hewitt and Steve Zwirn with the Park City Fire District. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.